I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Looking to be their next HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame in Gaithersburg, Maryland, joined by Eric Bickle in Kensington, Jason Bishop in Ashburn, Virginia, and Johnny Cakes in Olney.
Yep.
And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, entertainment guru for Fox 5. It is Kevin McCarthy. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, JB.
You got some national primetime love last week on Tucker Carlson, right?
Look at you, big star.
Yeah, that was interesting. So Tucker, that came about because Tucker and I actually used to work together on Fox and Friends weekend. So it's kind of crazy to think about it. If you go back to like 2012 or 2013 when I first started doing Fox and Friends, the weekend show at the time was Tucker and Ainsley. Now, Tucker has his own primetime show now. Ainsley's on the morning show on Fox and Friends during the week. So Tucker's producer, who is also my old producer for Fox and Friends, reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to come on Tucker's show and do a streaming segment? I'm like, sure. So I basically did it from my basement in my house via Skype on my computer. And it was crazy because I don't know if you guys watch his show, but they put me in the block where – the show literally ends and goes right to Hannity right afterwards. Right. And they told me my segment was like 4 to 5 minutes, I think, initially. And obviously as the show goes on, the segment gets shorter and shorter as the breaks become more. Right. And so by the time they came to me live, they were like, you have less than 2 minutes to go through like 5 minutes of topics that I'd already prepared. So I'm just like, going through them as fast as I can, and eventually they had to cut me off. It was kind of crazy, but it was.
Do you like Tucker?
I mean, no, Tucker. Tucker's always been nice to me. Here's the thing, and I'll say this: I don't ever talk politics. So
right.
For me, yeah, when I go on his show, when I go on any show there, it's about movies. I remember, like,
I understand.
In the past, and that's the thing. Like Tucker as a person, I've always. He's always been nice to me. We've always gotten along, in regards to segments. I just, in regards to politics, I just don't go there. It's just not my thing.
It looks like you amuse him.
Well, Tucker's always been cool to me because, like, we would talk after the segments. But also, like, I've been working with him since, like, 2012. But, again, I don't know him on a personal level. I just know him from the movie stuff,
Gotcha. So Kevin, obviously every business is getting crushed here, but, movie theaters are empty. They're all closed, I would assume. What kind of losses is the industry taking? Do you know? Have you been talking to anybody?
It's a great question, Jason, and it's also something that I've really been thinking about a lot recently, not just from a movie standpoint, but just from a small business standpoint. My father works in sales, and he, works from home, and so does Lauren. And so there's a lot of different factors here, people being affected from a financial standpoint. The movie entertainment industry, Jason, it's insane what's going on because it's not the idea of a movie. People think, oh, movies are trivial. Thousands of people work on a production of a movie, and then thousands of people work at movie theaters. So I did this story yesterday. There's a movie theater in Fairfax, Virginia, University Mall Theaters. Really cool theater I used to go to when I went to George Mason University, which is actually how I met you guys. And when I went to University Mall Theaters, when I was in school, it was like $2-3 a ticket. You'd watch second-run films. So he had to shut down his theater. He also owned Cinema Arts because of all the movie theaters closing. It's the first time the guy's closed in 29 years. So what he's doing, this is pretty cool, is he's selling curbside concessions. So you call ahead, and they run out movie theater popcorn, candy, and soda, whatever you purchase, to your car, and you bring it home with you to watch your films at home. so you could still get the movie theater popcorn and the experience of what it would be like to be in a theater. And I just got to praise Mark O'Meara for doing that, because he's the owner of that theater, and he's truly, like, it's kind of sad to think about it. You think about his employees, and to your question, Jason, the movie industry in general, Regals and the AMCs, they're laying off tons of people, because if the theaters aren't open, they can't really pay people to work. And then you think about a concession person who needs that money to pay their bills. It's pretty wild. From an entertainment industry standpoint, Jason, though, at the overall, I don't know. I mean, I've seen articles saying that this could be a $5 billion loss for Hollywood. I think it's going to be more, because you're thinking about movie theaters make their most money on concessions, not the actual ticket sales of the movies. So it's just a really big domino effect. It's not just the idea of a movie. It's a lot more of a human thing. I think it's going to be wild. And to your point, Jason, I think what's happening, what the scary part is, with these movies being pushed back and productions being shut down, the release schedules for next year, there's no way none of that's going down the way it is. Because if movies are in production right now to come out next year and they're shut down, that's not going to happen. Also, when you're pushing back films, you're also pushing back storylines. So if some storylines connect to a new movie next year, I don't know. It's going to be pretty wild. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Well, Kevin, what's it going to be like? Say, just hypothetically, the theaters reopen in mid-June. What's going to happen when all the movies like Quiet Place 2, which was supposed to come out, I think, March like 15th or 20th, I'm just guessing that.
Yeah.
When that gets pushed back, what happens when all the glut of movies show up like early to mid-summer? How are the theaters going to handle that?
That's a great question, and here's why that's interesting. So if you look at a lot of the delays, for example, like the James Bond delay, they moved that from April to November. They moved Fast and Furious from May of this year to April of 2021. But Quiet Place Part 2, you're mentioning, Cakes, they didn't even give that a new release date. So what's happening with a film like that and a film like Mulan and Black Widow, films that were delayed without a new release date, I really think it comes down to whether or not they can find a spot for them. So Quiet Place is a great example to bring up, Cakes, because that's a movie that is designed for theatrical experience. And on the poster, it lists IMAX and Dolby as options for how to see the movie. What's interesting about that perspective is you have to then release the film in a window where it can play in those theaters where another movie's not already using those screens. So that's where it gets interesting in regards to Quiet Place 2. And this is completely a guess. I have no data to back this up, but I don't think you're going to see Quiet Place 2 until next year.
I was really looking forward to that movie, too. I wanted to see that.
It's funny you bring that one up, because that's actually the last movie I saw in theaters. And so when all this was happening, you know, before it got to the point where it is now, you know, press was still happening, movie screenings were still happening. So I did interview Krasinski for that film. We did like a 30-minute sit-down for my film podcast, and we saw the film the night before. That was the last movie I've seen. And so we're getting ready to run our John Krasinski interview last week for the movie to come out on March 20th. And then, boom, they push it. So now we have to hold the interview. But to your point, Cakes, it's a great question. I think you mentioned mid-June. I don't think theaters are going to open up until July or August. And that is a guess, and I'll tell you why I say that. This week, Wonder Woman 1984 was supposed to come out on June 5th. Instead of moving that movie to a VOD release, they moved it to an August release date. So they found a window where they could play the film in IMAX.
So there's no way the theater can say, all right, we really want Quiet Place 2 to open up this year. Can they move it to Netflix, or will they just delay it until next year?
Well, the next year thing is a guess. I have it won't move to Netflix because I believe that. It's interesting you bring up Netflix, Jason, because Paramount Pictures, the studio who's putting out Quiet Place Part 2, just moved one of their films called The Lovebirds with Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani from theatrical to Netflix. Now, I highly doubt that Krasinski and Quiet Place would do that because it is a theater film. And if you look at John Krasinski's post when they delayed the movie, he basically explains, I want this to be a communal theatrical experience. So the reason why that movie doesn't have a release date is probably because they have to find a window when they can kind of put it in. So to answer your question, Cakes, if the movie theaters open in July or August, no, all these staggered releases won't just drop on the same day. I think what's going to happen is they're going to have to map out moving forward who has what screens. My hope, and this is a great question, I heard someone say this the other day, if we are able to open in June, which would be amazing, Top Gun could be the opening movie to bring everyone back to theaters, which would be really a great choice. And then the following month, the movie I'm scared about being pushed is Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet, which opens up July 17th, which is a theatrical experience. The one that worried me the most of this week was the In the Heights move. Now, In the Heights is the Lin-Manuel Miranda film. That was supposed to open up on June 26th. And they delayed that film indefinitely. That's 3 months away, and they still delayed it. So I don't know if it's a post-production thing or if they haven't been able to edit the movie because of what's happening. But honestly, I don't know if we're going to be back in the theater in June. I really
Kevin,
don't. It might be July or August.
I don't think we are.
I don't know.
It's fine and dandy to talk about the future, but a lot of people want to hear Kevin McCarthy's take on what they can watch right now. How can you keep yourself entertained? I know a couple of the guys are watching Tiger King. I hear that you're watching that. What should people be looking for now during this quarantine era?
Yeah, so I guess the benefit of what's happening now, and I've mentioned this a couple times in the show, is that these movie studios are now moving their films to VOD. So I was just going to quickly list out what you can find because there have been so many stories and so many moves out there. I wanted to put it all in one place. So right now you can rent The Invisible Man, The Hunt, Emma, and on video on demand services like Google and Apple and Amazon, you can rent those films for a 48-hour period.
Drab loved Invisible Man, by the way. He can't stop talking about it.
Is that a sarcastic comment about him actually not liking it?
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie. I love that movie.
I like.
Hold on, are these current movies or are there older movies that you could just
Invisible Man current. Hunt, current.
Eric, every movie I'm listing here is a current film that was recently in theaters that had to move to video on demand services. Wow. So here's the thing. So Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma, you can rent those. Now, here's where you're going to get sized, Eric. So this week on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, like five massive films hit VOD. Bloodshot with Vin Diesel, Birds of Prey, the Harley Quinn film, The Way Back with Ben Affleck, the basketball drama. Also, The Gentleman, the Guy Ritchie movie with Matthew McConaughey and Charlie Hunnam. You guys would love that movie.
Ritchie.
Ritchie. Those guys are all available on demand right now. And then Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, Bad Boys for Life and Sonic are coming to VOD early as well. So there's so many different things you can watch at home. And Eric, to your point, these are new movies. Dude, Onward, the Pixar movie, opened up in theaters on March 6th. That movie is now on VOD.
So how does this affect you in terms of reviewing movies? Because you can't go to screenings anymore, right? You review everything at home now?
Yes, so that's an interesting question. So because of the timing of all this, I already did interviews for all the movies that are then now coming out on VOD. So I'm rerunning some of that stuff because people are now getting to watch those movies at home. For new movies, Eric, it's not going to be that simple. It's probably going to be more of, okay, Netflix, for example. Netflix can send me a screener of a movie, like Ozark, for example. Ozark season 3 comes out today. I have not watched it yet, Eric. All right, Jason, I know you want to see it. So I could reach out to the studio and say, can you send me screening links of your films or your shows? That way I can review them the day they come out. I didn't review Ozark because I had a crazy week with some local stories I was doing for Fox 5. But there are so many different angles here. So, yes, you can. You know, these new shows will be sent to me. New movies will be sent to me somehow. Entertainment, to be honest, guys, has been busier than I've ever seen it because of all the changes and all the stories. So my job has actually gotten more busy because of what's been happening rather than less busy. So it's been interesting. I'm trying to find local stories and talk to local teachers and cinema owners. It's crazy. It gives you a really interesting perspective into other people's lives and how this is affecting people on a financial standpoint.
All right, Kevin, you're big time, man. Going to Tucker Carlson nationwide. Always appreciate you joining us, buddy.
No, I love you guys, too. And next time I'm on there, I need to drop a Papa or a JP. I was on Fox and Friends this morning with Jillian and Rob. And one day I need to go up there and go, JP, just on national television somehow. I need to drop that at some point. I will.
At some point, you got to make it happen.
Just do it.
It's on you.
Could you imagine if Tucker talked to me and I was like, Papa, 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 Papa.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
No, all right.
Thank you, Kev.
All right, Kev. Stay safe, man.
Yeah.
It's good that he's still doing that thing with Fox Nationwide, because I, you know, watch Fox News occasionally, and I saw a different movie guy once. I was like, oh, are they phasing out Kevin?
He's got some competition.
Hung on.
Hey, will the corona pandemic impact Kevin's ticket stub bit?
I thought he's moved on to the tattoo bit.
It's looking like it is. That's a good point you bring up, Valdez.
I thought he quit doing ticket stubs and he started doing tattoos, and then he shows the actors and actresses tattoos that he's evolved by them.
Right.
Now, what happens when he runs out of skin?
By the way, we talked about this, and I think Eric's part of this population.
Yeah.
Even if the CDC and the government and the WHO all said, all right, it's good, it's fine to go to movie theaters. You can go out, you'll be fine. I still think there's a portion of the population that will be hesitant.
Oh, yeah, for a long time.
Yeah. So even if they open up these theaters, they're not going to be packed.
I tell you what, I'm not going back to work anytime soon. I don't care what they say. I'm waiting.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
You are at work right now, EB.
Exactly. Yeah,
you are.
Exactly.
I'll sit right in this office.
You'll be at work this weekend. I believe Jason and I are going to be on from 9 till 12 tomorrow.
Right.
I'm not sure of your other shifts, but we're all chipping in.
I'm nine to noon on Sunday with GP.
I'm 99% sure I'm noon to 3 tomorrow with Chad Dukes versus the World.
Nice.
There you go. So Jason and I are your lead-in cakes.
There you
go. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies, coming to you live this Friday morning.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. A little bit later in the program, we've got John Feinstein for Fridays with Feinstein at 8 o'clock. Tom Lavero is going to join us coming up at 8:40. And later in the show, Dennis Dodd at 9:40 to talk some college football. So we're not going to be breaking down college football, though. Jason probably wants him for his wacky draft where he's drafting college football players.
No.
We'll talk about the
it's gonna be something more serious than that.
Of college football and whether they'll actually have a season coming up in the fall and when they would have to make those decisions. I know on the good news aspect, I guess Major League Baseball and the players came to some sort of agreement should the season come back.
Yeah, players got hooked because they get their free agency year. So Mookie Betts, even if they don't play the year, will still be granted his free agent year. They also agreed to shorten the draft. And there was some financials that were agreed upon, too. So, yeah, the big one was the players getting their service time.
All right. Remember yesterday we had somebody from Austria calling in?
We did, yes.
Apparently, we've got another guy calling from Austria.
Man, we're big in Austria. Big in Europe.
A different guy, Evan, who's calling from Vienna. Evan, are you there?
Yeah, we're killing
hey, buddy.
It here.
What's up,
I'm
man?
Here, man. What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I heard someone from Vienna calling, so I figured I'd set a new record for days in a row. People from Vienna, Austria calling.
Good,
I
love that. Brought you to Austria.
I just wanted to get out of the U.S. For certain reasons, too many guns, all that stuff. So
really?
Just moved here. Moved here 5 years ago and just started a life and like it, so still here.
Why do you pick Austria?
What do you do for a living there?
I do stand-up comedy now, but I'm a photographer. Actually, you guys have met me. I took pictures at Brett's wedding.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Okello, but you guys always mess it up, so I just use that.
I know Okello.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you like a swinger?
He goes for the kill.
I mean, I don't like to put that out there if I'm using the name Okello. But
how'd you remember that?
He goes for the kill.
I mean, I don't like to put that out there if I'm using the name Okello. But
how'd you remember that?
Not a swinger, but there's other things going on that, you know, now that my name's out there, I won't say.
Oh, man.
What do they speak in Austria, by the way?
They speak German and English. I mean, you can get around totally in English. And in fact, when I speak to people in German, they speak back to me in English. So usually I just speak
English, mostly German.
Mostly German, yeah.
So do you do stand-up comedy in German?
Hell no. I did it once for 5 minutes, longest 5 minutes of my life.
Oh, I bet.
So how often do you perform?
No, I just do. Well, now, never. But before the coronavirus, like 4 shows a month at a little comedy club here. And then I bring in comedians from like the UK, sometimes the US. And then I teach photography on the side. So I do
okay,
that.
I was going to ask, what actually pays the bills? So teaching photography pays the bills.
Stand-up comedy does, actually.
Really? This is shocking news from
bills
across the pond.
Evan, don't you have a wife?
Cost of living is cheaper here. I used to pay $2,300 a month for a house in Manassas, and now I pay $1,100 or 1,100 euros.
Don't you have a couple kids? Are they all with you?
Got a couple kids, yeah, 8 and 10. They're probably about to scream in the next room. What's up? My Amazon guy just came right when I called, of course. Right
here. Wow. So are you? I have a lot of questions. Are you still a U.S. citizen? Do you have dual citizenship?
Of course, you're always going to be that U.S. citizen.
I'm still a U.S. citizen. I have a visa as an artist, and I'm still American. I still come back visit, but I just kind of live here. And the kids speak German to each other, which freaks me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. But other than that, I mean, it's just, I don't know, just like living regular life, but it's just really quiet here, especially now.
What do you miss the most, though, from being over here in the States regularly?
Well, at the moment, I really want to try one of those Popeye chicken sandwiches. But thanks. But besides friends and family, you know what? Honestly, not a ton. I mean, I don't even have a car here. I haven't had a car for five years, but it's so easy to get around here, public transport, that I don't even miss it. So just family, friends.
I forget how bad the corona is there. So are you in a densely populated area then?
I mean, it's Vienna, so there's nothing dense about it. But I looked it up. We have over 7,000 cases and 58 deaths. So not bad compared, considering we're right next to Italy. There's been some insanity. I don't know the name of the city, but if you Google it, there's some little ski village in near Innsbruck, and evidently they were playing beer pong and spitting balls and like in the cuts and everything. And
right.
There's a ton of cases that have come out of there and have spread across the world.
Who are the most famous Austrians?
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, you know the one.
Come on,
Hitler. You mean like still
current,
alive?
Like, who's your Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt.
Who are the most famous Austrians, like sports
like
guys?
It's such a small place. There's nothing.
Skiers?
I mean, there's one NBA player, I think, who's from Austria, like drafted like a couple years ago, but I think he averages like 3 points a game.
Right.
So, yeah, there's it's so
probably,
small.
It's probably Arnold. Lot. It's probably okay. Arnold.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Arnold, that's what I said.
That's her top seed.
Yeah, probably
that's
is.
That's about it, yeah.
All right, well, listen, Evan.
Yeah, so life is quiet here, man. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. Be safe.
Thanks, and stop panicking, EB.
Do I look panicked?
Easier said than done.
I know. Yeah. And how many goals do you think this is going to cost Ovi?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's going to, I mean... This shutdown is going to cause he would have scored another probably dozen to 15 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least 20. So.
Yeah.
Something in that range.
In the playoffs, so.
It's a good point. Cakes is going to hurt him, long term on this chase.
Definitely going to hurt.
Definitely going to hurt. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate it. Be safe, buddy. Yeah.
Looks like less than 9 million people in the entire country, and Vienna has about 1.8 million.
I'm shocked he's paying his bills from stand-up comedy in Austria.
It's hard to imagine. But he's been there 5 years. I
can't believe he just said, I got to get out.
Yeah.
And just moved to Europe.
That's a bold move.
Oh, yeah.
Austria seems like a dart. Now, you know, I've seen pictures of Vienna recently because Kelsey did her semester abroad, thank goodness, in the fall before all of this happened, and she visited 16 countries, and Vienna is a beautiful
city. What's it known for? I literally
don't
know anything.
If you're living in Manassas and you say, I just want to move to another country, you'd think maybe Canada.
Right.
But he chooses Vienna, Austria?
Yeah. What is it famous for, Cakes?
Austria?
Culture. Yeah.
It's architecture.
Yeah.
The architecture?
Opera. I think they have a famous opera house. That's about the extent of my knowledge on Austria.
I literally know nothing about it. Shocker. Is it anywhere near water?
I don't believe so.
I think it's landlocked.
Very mountainous. A lot of mountains, Ricky. You ever heard of the Alps? The Alps?
Oh.
Sound of Music was filmed there.
Well, that means nothing to me.
I didn't expect it to be anything for you.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, while we're talking on movies, I'll give an impromptu movie review because we've been inside, you know, for the last, however many weeks. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, what do you think? Kev loved that.
I give that 3 cake batters.
Oh,
I was right there with you, Kev. Right there with you.
Very
overrated.
Long, very, very, very meandering.
Yeah.
Not a lot going on.
What about the acting? Acting good?
It's fine.
The acting was solid, but, I mean, it's just not a lot, in my opinion, not a lot of story there.
I'm right there with you, Cakes. That's what I said.
Kevin got impressed. I mean, for that to be, that was up for Best Picture, correct?
Why were people hyping it up? I get it.
Look,
because it's Tarantino.
If you want to be mildly entertained for a long time, watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm passing.
Three cake batters.
I'd rather watch Spencer Confidential. Finish that one.
Yeah, and that'll take you less than half the time. Because I believe the running time for Once Upon a Time in Nubbywood is approaching 3 hours.
It's a fairy tale,
it's
too.
It's a long slog.
Like, EB will get thrown because there are some elements of truth, like the Charles Manson and all that stuff, but it's a fairy tale.
Yeah, it's completely made up.
I'm out.
Fabricated.
I'm out on fairy tales. Totally out.
I'm all about Ozark. I'm just into Ozark.
The only upside for that rental was I got it at a nice, cheap price. I think it was $2.99 to rent.
Nice.
Which it was on sale.
Did you watch that in standard def?
No, it was silly def.
They still offer
def.
That?
I don't think so. I don't think low def's even an option.
Well, Cakes, I would like to get my $6 back that I rented Knives Out for.
I'm still surprised that you have such venom for that movie.
I mean, it was all right. Just one more $6.
You know what? You're just not a mystery whodunit guy. It's not your cup
of
tea.
No, I am, but not in the comedic fashion that they portrayed it.
Yeah, he likes Gone Girl.
There was a lot of comedy.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
You like a mystery like Gone Girl.
It was too lighthearted for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you like it a little darker.
It was too goofy.
Right.
That's what it was. It was a very goofy film.
And the fact that Don Johnson had a big role probably, I know, tilted you.
Well, he and Toni Collette probably the best actors there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was just okay.
Hmm.
Put it this way, if it wasn't for the virus, I would have never have rented it.
Right.
God, I'm so missing watching games. I just can't sit there and watch movies day after day after day. It's not my thing.
I agree.
You have a lot to catch up on, though.
I could.
You haven't seen any.
Yeah. I have a hard time sitting still for those things.
Right.
I fall asleep.
Yesterday would have been opening day, right? Nats would have been playing yesterday. And today would have been full-fledged opening day.
Right.
Well, if you want to fall asleep for cheap, $2.99 rent Once Upon a Time in Drabby.
I'll
that'll do it for
bucks.
You.
Right.
That will clearly do it.
All right, remember, we got John Feinstein coming up at 8. A little bit later in the show, Tom Lavero and Dennis Dodd. We're the Junkies coming right back.
Does your child love the game of basketball? Want to get better? At Coach Wooten's basketball camp, their goal is for campers to love basketball even more. They instill confidence in the kid. They teach the game. The kids have fun. They teach all day, every day, 5 skill sessions per day, and they work on your basketball IQ with contests and guest speakers, competitions, drills, 3 games per day. Instruction's the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register today. CoachWooten.com, spelled with 2 O's and 2 T's. CoachWooten.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll talk to John Feinstein, best-selling author. Wanted to mention the Charles Barkley interview, I guess he did on the Colin Cowherd show yesterday. You know, we're all wondering what's going to happen if things do return to some form of normal. What's going to happen with the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs? You know, these seasons were kind of coming to an end. The NHL playoffs usually start mid-April, so we'd have about 2 weeks left in the regular season. The NBA is a little bit after that, but not much after that. So usually May and June, you've got your playoffs. And I guess they're trying to figure out, well, if things do return, do we have a bit of regular season? Do we just go straight to the playoffs? And here's what Charles Barkley said about the possibility of playing with or without fans.
You want people to you want to showcase your talent. The crowd has a huge effect upon the game. I know there were times I was tired, and the crowd's going nuts, and I'm just like, I get energy from anywhere. But also, it works the other way. There's nothing better than sticking it to a fan who's sitting right behind the bench, who's harassing you the whole game. So it works both ways for players. If you could ask any player, in not just, I guess in the NBA, we're the closest, but when somebody's giving you a hard time, and you know they're there just to, and they only yelling at the stars. They're not yelling at the guys on the bench. That motivates you. But also, like I say, well, sometimes you are tired, or first of all, think about this. You know, we talk about game sevens. When you're playing a game seven at home, man, that's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
The crowd, can you imagine playing a game seven with nobody in the stands? I mean, yeah, the players want to win, but when you get tired and depressed, or you get down a lot, who's going to give you that extra jolt of energy to bring you back?
It's going to be weird if they do bring things back. I mean, I think Jason's talked about it. He doesn't think there's going to be an NBA season or NHL season, and I tend to agree with you.
I don't think that, you know, if they're saying that the peak isn't going to be for 45 to 60 days, you know, you still, even after the peak, you still there still has to be kind of a calm down period.
Well, it's got to be a gradual rollout.
And I think that that's going to be 90 days minimum. You're talking about 3 months out. I mean, what are they going to do, start the playoffs in August? I just can't see.
I mean, they might be able to if they scale back the series and make them shorter. You know, instead of best of sevens, you have best of fives. You compress some of the series. They might be able to make it work. But it's looking like a long shot at this point.
But if I had the choice of no games or, and I understand what Charles is saying, it's the players feed off that energy and you work hard for home court advantage and all of that. But if I had the choice between no games and games with no fans, I'm taking the games with no fans every single time. Like, if that could
Oh, I'd rather watch it. Of course, absolutely.
And in some way, that could bring the games back sooner. I'm all about it.
And the leagues would be desperate for that. Obviously, they would get ad revenue. They would get, you know, eyeballs on TVs.
Yeah.
They would love for that to happen.
But I feel like all of what Charles was saying was common sense. Of course, the players are going to feed off the fan base and guys heckling them and guys pushing them and all that. Of course.
I just think it's stupid to speculate when these can start because we have no idea.
No idea.
We have no idea how serious this is going to get in the next 2.5, 3 months. Is it going to calm down sooner than later? We don't know. So to speculate, I mean, I heard Ovi say we should just jump right into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Alex. I don't think you're playing again this year. But, you know, I know that they're trying to be positive.
When do the playoffs typically start, Cakes, for hockey?
Early to mid-April. Week of April.
There's only 13 games left in the regular season for them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I know had a volleyball meeting last night with all the parents and the director of our volleyball club. And she's hoping optimistically, and she doesn't even feel good about it, that June 1, the girls can get back in the gym again to start practicing. And she didn't even feel that good about it.
Yeah.
So 2 months at a minimum.
Not unless we start seeing good news quick.
Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe play some tournaments in June, any that are out there.
That'd be great. I just don't see it.
If you say that to your kids, like there's another 2 to 3 months of this, they can't even comprehend it.
Yeah, it's tough for them to fathom what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, and then
it's tough for adults to process and to deal with.
That's why they want to go out in their trunks and hang out with each other.
Right,
exactly.
Right. And this whole idea that you know we're gonna have Dennis Dodd on later and talk about college football. The whole idea, I mean, I won't even dare bring up to the kids that there might not be like fall. Like you might. This still might be a disaster in the fall. You might not be going back to school in the fall yet. We don't even know.
That would be a complete disaster.
Yeah.
If it lasts all the way to August.
Well, think about it. If they're talking about no college football, that means they're probably not going to have people on campus.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's a possibility. I'm not so sure that any of these ADs are actually thinking the seasons would be canceled. But if it doesn't calm down, you know, by mid-July, late June to mid-July, that's a possibility, possibility.
They have to plan for it. They have to have contingency plans. I'm sure they're having meetings about it.
Oh, yeah.
As we speak.
100%.
It's so depressing when you click on that coronavirus thing. I talked about it earlier, that Hopkins site that everyone's looking at, and you look at that heat map or whatever, and you click on the United States, and I can't believe that we're the epicenter. We have more cases than China, more cases than anybody in the world. It happened so quickly. And you look at the graph, and that thing is straight up in the air. Straight up in the air.
Skyrocketing. Yeah, it's far from encouraging at this point.
Yeah, so.
But you're right.
85,996.
Yeah.
Even you, and you like to watch a lot of the local sports, but now you're even starting to miss just anything, any live sports.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I only care about the locals, but that was enough. I would have it on every day. I would have it on every day.
Yeah, you'd watch the Nats every game.
Every game. Yeah, the Wizards, Caps, Nats.
Last night could have been one of those triple header days where you had Nats, Caps, and Wizards all in one day.
And then
day.
You can bet on the trifecta. You can triple dip, and that's gone. It's just poof, gone.
Yeah. It's just.
Well, last night you would have had Sweet 16 games, right?
Yeah. I mean, the golf. The fact that the golf's not there 4 days a week.
Oh, I know.
That's like year round. We always have the golf. I mean, the Masters.
Hey, if we really want to do one show just out there, you know how we tried the gong show on Wednesday?
Kind
of trying things each day, just having a little fun. We could bring back the Mike Wise bit, and one day we just act like everything happened.
Right.
And so just, you know, we could probably only get away with it for a half an hour max. But maybe, like next Friday, Jason talks about the Sweet 16 games, and we talk about OB put another 2 goals in as they get ready.
Well,
you really want to push CK over the edge, do that bit.
Well, what if we went and just looked at the calendar and just did a show from stuff that happened a year ago that day?
Sure, I'm in.
You know what I mean?
We're going to have time to try it all.
Yeah.
We can be very experimental at this phase.
Unbelievable, man. Somebody did text me, though, or tweet me, Jason, that there's some soccer game or something in Belarus or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
What, he wants me to gamble on it?
Well, if you're, I mean, you know, you don't care, right? Is horse racing still occurring, or is that gone everywhere?
I think it's being severely limited,
right?
If at all. By the way, this will tell you, EB, did you see the story about where they thought the epicenter of the corona outbreak was in, I believe it was in northern Italy? I think it was a soccer match that took place right before they realized that the corona was spreading.
Yeah.
So there were 40,000 fans in the stands for the soccer match, and they think everybody who was there became infected with the coronavirus, and that's why that region in Italy, in northern Italy, exploded the way it did.
How the hell does everybody get it?
No, because everybody was there and didn't realize what was going on. They hadn't really figured out that it was there in Italy at that point.
Yeah.
So they were all there. They were all exposed to it.
They're all high-fiving.
Then they all went out afterwards and went to bars and restaurants and were just congregating and, you know, acting like nothing was going on.
Because coughing on each other.
They didn't know any better. And that's the reason why the whole thing just exploded in that portion of Italy.
And I think also...
all infected. 40,000 plus people.
This may not be politically correct, but I've been there. Jason has been to Italy. Now, I don't know. Did you go to Venice, Jason?
I did. I was there.
Yeah, he said it was overrated.
Wasn't he there like 3 days?
I was there 3 days and 2 days too long.
What I could tell you about Venice, I only went for one day, but I'd been there when I was a child.
One day is
as
perfect.
Well. People are on top of each other. That couldn't be more crowded. And there are a lot. Look, 17% of the economy in Italy is from tourism. There are a lot of Asian tourists in Italy. It's just the fact of the matter.
Yes.
So they brought it over from China. I mean, there's so many people going to Venice, to Florence, to all of those cities in Italy from Asia that I just – and they have the elderly population. They're like sitting ducks.
The closest that Flakes is going to get to Italy is Mama Lucia in the O-Town Village Mart Plaza.
I'm with you.
It's the closest I'm going to ever be.
This whole experience has nuked curiosity.
By the way,
anywhere.
What are the chances that the flight insurance that I bought, what are the chances they don't try to bone me on the claim that I put in
0%?
They're going to bone me some way, and I'm not going to get $4,000 back.
Right. Good luck. Talking to a human.
Oh, you can't talk to a human. If you go on to orbits.com right now and fire up their chat, it's a hurting virtual agent.
Can they give you
you know how helpful they are?
No, they're not helpful.
They're
Can
not.
They give you a credit?
Why do I possibly?
He doesn't go anywhere.
I don't need a credit to go back to Europe, to go to the hot zone. No, thank you.
No, what I'm saying is, can't they?
Well, the hot zone's here if you look
at
the statistics.
If you have $4,000 that you were going to spend on flights, can't they? Is it impossible to give you $4,000 credit? So if you want to fly to Florida or L.A. or.
He can, but he doesn't go anywhere.
I guess.
Well, that's
I
up
guess.
To him. That's
I,
up to him.
Yeah, but he'd rather have his cash.
Oh yeah, they're not giving
money.
You cash back. No,
cash
no chance.
Money.
Well, you know, we booked our Outer Banks house. You know, I think it's the first week in August, whatever the hell it is, and I think it's in jeopardy.
I think that vacation
is in jeopardy, and that's crazy.
Why? Because they wouldn't rent you the space or too many people under one roof.
I think there'll be a lockdown.
Because there'll be a lockdown in August. It's possible.
My daughter's following Kiowa Island on Instagram. They're open for the business.
So you could go into Kiowa right now.
Open. Yeah, but our restaurants aren't open.
I'm sure the restaurants aren't, but the island is open.
Oh, yeah.
People are going in and renting and hanging out on the beach.
You can go on the beach. My buddy's in Hilton Head right now. There's nothing open. Golf courses are open. But you can't go, you know, you can get carry out.
Right, you just buy curbside. Food, bring it home.
Can you go to the beach?
100%.
Yeah, you can go to the beach.
Public beaches are still open.
Yes.
Open for business.
I have a buddy who has a place on a very, very sort of remote beach. So they could just go and, you know, it's not like the scene in Florida.
Right.
You know, where you got a million spring breakers. That's the setup.
All right, boys. Coming up next, we've got best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. Fridays with Feinstein next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.